Good afternoon. I'm Catherine Sweeney. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 4:32. Tennessee's next execution is scheduled for mid-May. Tony Carruthers has maintained his innocence for 30 years. Several organizations are pushing for the state to run untested DNA samples that could possibly exonerate him. Tony Carruthers was convicted in the 1994 kidnapping and murder of three people in Shelby County. According to a recent ACLU filing, there was no forensic evidence placing him at the scene, and there were no witnesses. A paid informant said Carruthers had confessed to him, then recanted in a television interview. Some DNA was tested at the time, and none belonged to Carruthers. The ACLU says DNA tech wasn't as good back then as it is now, and there are samples that never were tested. None of it has been run against another man suspected in the crime. That's why the ACLU submitted a court request for DNA testing on Carruthers' behalf. Other organizations, including the Tennessee Innocence Project, have called for that publicly. Here's Executive Director Jason Gishner at a press conference.
DNA is the gold standard of forensic science. You can ask scientists that. You can ask courts that. You can ask our Tennessee Supreme Court that. They've said it.
Retesting DNA with new technology has already been freeing prisoners in the state.
In the last 5 years in Tennessee, 10 innocent people have been exonerated for crimes they didn't commit.
Ray Crone co-founded Witness to Innocence, which represents death row exonerees. He said he's been in Carruthers' shoes. Crone was convicted of killing a woman, even though the DNA evidence from the scene didn't belong to him. It was later tested again.
Came back with a match to a man that lived right down the road. Fred Pryor's were assaulting children and women. I was subsequently released after 10 years, 3 months, and 8 days, and that man took a plea bargain serving life sentence.
He says, sadly, his story isn't rare.
When I was released that day, I was the 100th person in America. One of the mistakes have been made at that time in 2002, sentenced people to death for something they didn't do.
He said he lives in Tennessee now and is asking his governor, Bill Lee, to commute Carruthers' sentence. If Lee opts out, Carruthers will be put to death on May 21st. You'll find more news at WPLN.org.